cosmology teaches that time began with the Big Bang. But two prominent theorists are now proposing a dramatically different view. In this model, as NPR's Richard Harris reports, our universe passes through infinite cycles of expansions and collapses, punctuated by Big Bangs.
Scientists trying to understand the evolution of our universe don't have too many facts to go on. Astronomers can show the universe is expanding. There's good evidence that the universe we see is about 15 billion years old, and there's strong evidence that the universal expansion is getting faster, accelerating. Paul Steinhardt at Princeton University says cosmologists do their best to create a story or history of the universe that's consistent with those basic observations and the laws of physics.
And one always is worried when one gathers evidence that way that maybe there's another story that can explain the evidence equally as well.
Even though Steinhardt is one of the architects of the current picture, a few years ago he decided to see if he could develop another idea that would give the so-called standard model a run for its money. Steinhardt says he surprised himself to discover an alternate history that seems at least as good, maybe better. The new idea gets rid of some real awkwardness in the current model.
First of all, the standard picture assumes that time has a beginning, what we call the Big Bang. In this alternative picture, the Big Bang is not really a beginning of time. Rather, it's a transitional period between the present phase, when the universe is expanding, and a pre-existing phase, when the universe is contracting. In a sense, it is really a bounce between a contraction and an expansion. And in the idea that we've proposed, the universe, in fact, goes through an infinite sequence of expansions and contractions.
It's not new to ponder a universe that goes through this infinite cycle of expansion and contraction. But in previous theories, gravity was the force that brought all the matter in the universe back together again. And that's a problem, because these days, astronomers don't believe gravity is strong enough to counteract the expansion of the universe. Steinhardt now proposes a way out of that. It has to do with a form of dark energy that's permeating our universe. Steinhardt says right now that form of energy is causing our universe to expand, so it doubles in size every 15 billion years.
But in our model, we propose that only continues for a finite duration, maybe trillions of years, by which point the universe has become essentially empty. And then this form of energy evolves with time and changes its character so that instead of causing the universe to accelerate, it actually transforms its nature so that it now becomes a self-attracting kind of energy, which causes the universe now to contract.
Steinhardt and his colleague Neil Turok have some elaborate ideas to explain how this dark energy could accomplish this, and those notions are already creating quite a buzz in the rarefied world of cosmology. Still, it's too early to judge whether this idea will gain favor over the standard model. Robert Kirshner at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics says it has some appeal.
A new theory, a big picture theory like this one, needs to resonate with current ideas in physics, and this one seems like it does. And it also needs to cover all the bases of the observational facts, at least as we know them, and I think this one does. And it also ought to point in some new directions.
Kirshner says it more or less passes that test, too, since it makes some predictions that astronomers could someday gather evidence for or against. Another thing going for it is that it's more elegant in some ways than the standard model. The pieces fit together naturally.
One question is, how many rabbits do you have to pull out of a hat? And in the standard picture, the accelerating universe, which is sort of the new observational fact, is kind of a big surprise and doesn't have a natural explanation.
The observations about acceleration are central to the new model. Paul Steinhardt himself isn't ready to declare the standard model dead, but if the new one prevails, he says it will be a profound change in our perception of the universe.
It changes our whole notion of space and time, that instead of there being a moment of creation, that there's an eternal aspect to the universe, and that the universe is made and remade over and over again. So I think it kind of shakes down our perceptions of the universe to our very core.
Steinhardt's provocative ideas are being published online by the journal Science. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.